Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
This week on Logistics 101, we'll tell you how the American Chamber of Commerce of Jamaica, AmCham, is supporting the government's Logistics Hub initiative. Welcome to the program. The American Chamber of Commerce of Jamaica, AmCham, was established in 1986. Its members are U.S.-based businesses operating in Jamaica, as well as local companies that do business with the United States. One of its objectives is to promote trade opportunities between Jamaica, the United States, the Caribbean region, and the world. It's therefore fitting that AmCham has been identified as a significant partner in the implementation of the Logistics Hub Initiative.
We have, from the beginning, been at some very high-level strategic meetings with Minister Hilton and his office and ministry as a representative of foreign direct investment and also trade and investment. Minister Hilton's always been very, very supportive of our chamber, understands the importance promoting trade and investment and foreign direct investment. And we all see the Logistics Hub as a key component to be a game changer in that regard.
President of the American Chamber of Commerce in Jamaica, Ron McKay. In relation to the planning of activities concerning the Logistics Hub project, Mr. McKay says members of AmCham have been engaged on one-to-one basis with representatives of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, led by Minister Anthony Hilton.
And as a whole, we have supported the initiative, but we've moved towards really some of the actual initiatives that need to be in place in order for the Logistics Hub to be successful. In this case, we feel that there really needs to be a paradigm shift in the country towards a major vocational education initiative in order to meet the skill sets, the jobs, and the employment base that will be required to actually make a Logistics Hub of this magnitude successful. So a big initiative for ours is our big push for vocational education at this point, which ties right into the needs for the Logistics Hub.
Mr. McKay now tells us how AmCham is supporting the push for further or increased vocational training in preparation for Logistics Hub activities.
We have two very strong initiatives. First, we have established a dedicated educational committee with some major companies represented there. The chairman of the committee is Mauricio Polito from GB Energy Texaco. We have representatives like JPS on that committee, Digicel. We are meeting with sectors like HART. We have signed an alliance with Jamaican Educational Television, JET, and we're looking to the companies to say to us, okay, in order for Logistics Hub, or in general in society, for us to grow the economy, what skill sets, Mr. Private Sector, Mrs. Private Sector, what skill sets do you need, and what are we lacking?
President of the American Chamber of Commerce of Jamaica, Ron McKay. Jamaica is seeking to capitalize on the trade and business opportunities that will flow from the expansion of the Panama Canal scheduled for completion by early 2016. Positioning Jamaica as an integral node in the international logistics and transshipment industry is expected to boost local businesses and individuals at all levels, as well as establish a platform for long-term growth in all areas of the economy and for the country as a whole.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.